Hi, I'm Laith Harlow.
My name is Tristan Harlow.
And this is Relative Nonsense.
Why are you, what the fuck are you doing?
You told me to slow down, dude. Yeah,
but you're doing it weird. We always do. And this is Relative Nonsense.
No, and we go, and this is Relative Nonsense. That's how it always sounds.
It is this. It's
and this is Relative Nonsense.
Yeah, but you're going, this no, relative is nonsense. That's what
no,
you're fucking,
I'm saying this no, is dude, relative. And you go,
all right.
Because you're saying this well, is relative.
Late Tristan.
And this is relative nonsense.
Yeah, you're fucking it up still.
And this is relative nonsense.
So, why? No, dude, it's like, you got to be more upbeat.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everyone in between, thank you so much for coming back again to join the relativity of all the fucking nonsense that we got going out here in the world, baby. We appreciate you, and we're happy to be back. Happy Tuesday to all of you ladies and gentlemen that are out there. I hope it's been a fantastic week. I hope y'all have caught some awesome college football, because that's what's going on in the south side of the world right now, for sure. And I hope everybody's been bright-spirited, happy-go-lucky, with bright eyes and bushy tails, baby. My name is Laith Harlow.
My name's Jeff.
And this is Relative Nonsense.
I just wanted to say my name's Jeff.
So, Tristan, you know, I've been liking what we've been doing starting off our week, kind of talking about what happened or something cool. There's a bunch that I want to talk about this week. I've kind of been trying to maybe not write it down, but put it in my head and keep it in my head a little more. So I want to start it off by something cool that hasn't happened yet, but what we are going back to doing that we've done before. So I have always been a fat boy at heart. I love going out to eat. I love doing all the bad things, but it does a lot of bad, right? One is, it cost so much money.
You think so?
To go out to eat?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to go out to eat. But like, yeah, as far as like eating junk or eating healthy, I think healthier food does cost more for some reason.
Yeah, I'll say healthier food costs, especially eating out. It's 50-50 when you're eating at the house, whether it's better for you to eat good or junk. Like, there's an argument to be made either way, because you're like, oh, well, there's fried chicken in a bag you can get. Yeah, but there's also canned chicken. So, you know, if you're
trying like, my kids like fruit. I'm sure your kids like fruit.
Oh, love. Dude,
fruit is expensive.
Expensive.
Jesus Christ. I'm dropping a rack on some strawberries.
You know, try like farmer's market or something like that. But anyways, yeah, let's get back to this. All right, so I'm talking about specifically going out to eat versus eating at the house, whether healthy or junk food. I think eating out, especially with a wife and two kids, man, it's expensive. Probably on average for us, because we like eating nicer food and we don't ever just get the normal amount you should get. We probably spend $150 with tip. I tip well too, every time we go out to eat. So what we have done before and we're bringing back now is called going out to eat at the house. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let y'all know about this. I think all families should hop on this. This is a cool thing to do. It's fun. It's interactive for your kids, where they still feel like they get to do and be a part of going out, and y'all get to save money. So what we do is we let one of the kids pick each week. We only do it one time a week on the weekends. Let one of them pick. So let's say they want bread and butter is what we call it. So it's a steakhouse. They call it bread and butter, okay? So what we'll do is we'll go, okay, we'll make steak at the house, loaded baked potatoes. If they want a starter, like some mozzarella cheese sticks, we'll make some mozzarella cheese sticks. We'll a homemade salad, you know. We'll hook it up, and then they'll get dressed up in their rooms, and then I'll be the waiter, you know, and I'll come out. I'll ask them what they want to drink. I'll pour them their drinks. I'll serve them their salad with their bread first and then their dinner. And then we all sit down and we eat. And it feels like you go out to eat at the house. You kind of have, or it feels like you're going out to eat at a restaurant. You kind of have the same feel and experience, except you don't have to tip nobody a bunch of money at the end of it. You don't have to spend all the extra money that they charge you. You don't have to spend gas to get there. And it's a cool experience to do with your kids, you know, and your family.
I think it is cool. Your kids are older than mine are.
Yes.
So like, my kids basically have that now because they can't do anything for themselves. So it's like, give me juice. Give me this. Give me that. We had to go get it. So like, I understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah, but
it is cool. Yeah.
And it's how you have to word it to them. Like, if you have a one-year-old, this is not going to work. We started this when my youngest was about 4 and my oldest was about 6. So I would say if you're 4 years or older, you got kids that are 4 years older, even just one of them, you can do it with her. Like, you find out what their favorite food is and you go, okay, where's your favorite place to go out to eat? Oh, it's here? All right, we're going to make this at the house. You know, daddy can make the same exact thing and better. Watch this. And then you make it this experience and you're like, all right, what would you wear if you went out? So she puts on her dress. You know, kids love to get dressed up. So they put on their dress and then you're like, all right, come sit down. What would you like to drink? You pour their drink. You know, what does she love? Coke, and she's not allowed to get it a lot.
Yeah, that or green soda, which is Mountain Dew.
Green Mountain Dew. Oh, so, like, take one of those. Don't give her a lot. Give her a little cup of it, but make her feel like, oh, she's out at a restaurant. Pour it for her in a cup and, you know, have her sit there. And then when you bring them in and make them mentally feel like that, you know, kids' imaginations are crazy anyways. So I think if you're 4 years or older, you can kind of do it. Like I said, one-year-old, you're right. No way. But at a certain age, you could be like, what do you want, da-da-da? And, you know, it like I said, it's a fun thing. And over time, the more you do it, the less they care about going out to eat anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I see that. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my little dope thing of the week. What about you?
Not much. My wife, she had a birthday this past week.
Happy birthday.
Yep. She said that she's like, it don't matter. Ain't no big deal. Anything past 25, you know, she don't count anyway. So.
Right. You go backwards or something like that?
I think you just stay the same age forever.
That's good for you, because, like, if you went backwards, I'd be like, getting a little hairy, you know what I mean? Like, especially, like, well, you're 17 this year? No, ma'am.
Right. I mean, you know, there's already an age gap, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the statute of limitations is.
That's right. That's
there
right.
There might be some statutory.
That's funny as shit. I like that. Cool. So what'd you do for her birthday?
Honestly, I fucked up. Not fucked up in a sense, but like,
how?
Trust and shipping times on things. I ordered some stuff and fucking some shipping got delayed. And then, luckily, I was supposed to be at you. I was supposed to be gone all week and my schedule opened up. So I was able to make it home for her birthday.
I don't want to call them out, but who was it who did it? Did it rhyme with Shmamajon?
No, it did not.
No? What did it rhyme with?
Tiki Talkie.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't order anything off there anyway. Is that like a Timmy thing?
Not really. I mean, they got some good stuff on there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, they have some of the same shit that Amazon has.
So how much time did you have? Like, when did you order and expect it to be here? Was it like next day? You're like, nah, last minute, forgot.
It was kind of last minute. I will say that. Because, like, honestly, I am used to ordering off the Smamazon, or, you know, so, like, we get Prime. It's free 2-day.
Correct.
So, like, I guess I am spoiled in that sense of, like, well, I ordered this motherfucker Monday. Why ain't it here by Tuesday night? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Nah, I mean, it wasn't bad. And, like, honestly, a lot of shit did come on her birthday, and then the other half came the day after.
Oh, that's cool. So she kind of had, like, 2 birthdays.
Yeah, kind of so. Yeah. So it wasn't, like, no huge deal. And then I got her something.
You fucked up. I'd say you won.
Yeah, well, I got her something else, but I can't get it till, like, October. But that ain't really my fault. That's a...
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier.
Yeah, you know how it goes when you check ins to your savings or, you know, vice versa. We
or the Alphabet Boys is trying to put some regulatory stuff on some Second Amendment items.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? That's right.
But,
that's right. They just got to make sure it's clean and good to go for you.
Yeah, I guess so. Shit, I don't care.
That's right.
How about that fucking burner off the block? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, it's October when it gets here and it's for her. If I was you, I'd just save it another month and be like, Christmas.
Well, you know what the funny thing was? It's like, I texted her. I was like, oh, shit, they got this thing up here. Da-da-da-da-da, you know? And I left it at that. We didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then last night we was eating. And she was like, I thought you said they had a good deal on that thing up there. And I was like, yeah. She's like, you get it? I was like, I mean, I ain't got it.
I was like, she don't know.
No, she knows. Because she was like, why didn't you get it?
Yeah.
And I was like, you said quit buying.
I was about to say, we got to cut this. She don't even know you got it. Okay,
yeah,
all right. She knows. So she's in on the secret.
Yeah. She was like, why don't you get it? Christmas and I was like, well, shit, I thought the damn, you know, you said quit buying the damn things. I just bought one Saturday. And now you like, that's the last one you're going to get for a while. And now you say buy another one.
Plus, you know how it is, man. If if she's like, you can't have no more of them, and then you get her one, now you kind of got a pass to get yourself another one if you come up on another deal, you know?
No, I just thought it was funny. Because we had talked about getting her another one anyways. And she's like, I want one, but I'm going to wait. You know, I'll wait a little bit. You know, because we got a lot of shit coming up.
Right.
You know, we got the cruise and Christmas coming up, property taxes and
right.
fucking all that. You know, we got the new car, so we had to put the down payment, recuperating savings. Right. I mean, there's a lot of shit coming out soon. Yeah. No storms this season. Don't look at that's a big chunk. But like you don't ever count on it.
A good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't ever count on it, but like, you know.
No, but then you do at the same time.
A little extra 15, 20 grand is kind of nice.
It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. But, she was like, we'll wait. And I was like, all right, cool. So I ain't tell her about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was a smoking ass deal. But she was like, well, you should have bought it. And I was like, I should have bought it? She's like, yeah, you should have bought that one. And I was like, cool. Because I did. I just got to wait to get it on. But now you say it's okay.
Yeah. That's right. So when it comes in, you already okayed this. Yeah. I like how you did that. That's what we call a smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
That's a good song, too.
Yeah. Nah. I think it's, like I said, it was a smoking deal either way. So.
Yeah. And for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, you won't know what we're talking about. Other than that, the rest of you got any kind of sense of knowledge, you probably are keeping up with exactly what we're talking about. Purchasing
on here.
Purchases.
Some 2A items.
Yes, the purchases. So anything else? Anything else big popping off in your week, baby?
Not much. I mean, I did get me a new Second Amendment item.
Oh.
Saturday, we had a little... Let me tell you this. There's a gun show in Tallahassee. Don't ever go. North Florida gun show is higher than hell. honestly, I have no idea why they even have the gun show here.
Yeah, like, it's supposed to be a good deals. And
yeah, you're supposed to go get deals, atmosphere. There's supposed to be a lot of shit there. You can go like walk around and look. There's also supposed to be like a lot of people is like smaller operations can come and have a little booth or like if you're personal and you got a lot of shit, you're trying to clean out a safe or something. Like there's a lot of old guys up there.
Right.
That'd just be clearing out safes. It's a lot of cool shit, you know, like some historical things and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
if exactly. you're into the whole atmosphere, you know, I understand some people don't like them, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, they don't kill people. People kill people, just so you know.
Exactly.
But yeah.
None of the items in my safe run out in the middle of the night and shoot people, so.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Right.
And that's what we have locks on them, so they can't do that. We know.
Right. No, I think it's crazy. People's like, oh, you got to lock that thing up. But you know how much I paid for this?
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's going to get locked up.
Yeah. You ain't ever going to see this. This is the last time it's seeing the light of day, baby.
Yeah, for real. But no, dude, it was high as hell. Honestly, it kind of sucked. There wasn't a whole lot of selection. It's like they had a lot of the same fucking thing out there.
Yeah.
I was like, well, cool. If I want to go buy something like generic as fuck, I can go to any big box store and get that.
Correct.
Like, why do you have 19 of these?
Yeah. And if you're going to have 19 of them, have them at a lower price so it makes sense for me to have.
Right. I mean, there was no
deals. MSRP's 500. We're selling for 350. That makes sense.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. Thank you. It fucking at least 450. You know what I mean? Like,
did you have to pay to get in?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got to pay a cover to get in. It ain't much. It's like $12.
No, but if you're going to pay a cover to get in, you would think there would be a reason for paying the cover. Right.
Yeah. I mean, they had a couple. One thing that was cool, there was a guy, he was making custom holsters there in house.
That's cool.
So I did buy a pew, but I didn't get it from there. Actually, crazy thing was, I saw it, I wanted it kind of thing, and I looked up the price, and I'm like, well, I mean, it's exactly for how much they go for, you know? So it's not like they're fucking you on the price, but they're not giving you a deal either.
Correct.
So we went to a store here in town, a sporting goods store, and they're actually kind of known for being a little bit higher priced, a little bit bougie, but they have a great selection. And he sold it to me for like $180 cheaper with a lot more shit on there.
That's crazy.
So yeah, man, I mean, like, how can you justify these prices?
Buy local, baby.
Right. So it's actually funny. we left the gun show, I went and got that thing, and then took it back to the gun show and had the guy make a holster for it.
I'll do this one. This is the one that I want you to use to make my holster. Thank you.
Yeah, well, he custom makes any gun.
Yeah, yeah, so he didn't care.
Yeah, so like
he custom makes any pew.
Pew, yeah, whatever. I don't know if you're allowed to say that.
Or I don't either. That's what you say it.
Yeah, the G word.
Yeah. Yeah. So he custom makes any holster for any pew. So yeah, so he don't care. He's not out there selling pews. He's selling holsters. Thank you.
Right, exactly. And like he make it for knives or pews or whatever.
Yeah, anything. Whatever you got.
Fucking cell phones, dip cans. I mean, all kind of crazy shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, it was pretty cool. There was a couple old guys there. A lot of times they have such a wealth of knowledge. Sometimes I just go there and just bullshit with them, kind of pick their brain, which is kind of cool. But nah, dude, it was, I think it's been declining for years now, but it really was.
A lot of things are that you have to go to, you know?
Yeah.
People don't like leaving the house too much. And
well, I will say that is the thing about the community in that sense. You know, you can't buy them and have them shipped to your house.
Right.
There ain't no fucking Amazon for these.
That's true.
I mean, you can buy them online and have them shipped to your local store.
To go pick it up from.
To go pick it up, but you still have to go out. And like, you know, that's the whole thing. It's like you can't. In a video game, you can't mess with it at your house unless you got a shitload of property or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, you have to go somewhere to use the damn thing, anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it is more of like an outdoorsy type deal.
Yep. Yep. That makes perfect sense.
But now that's all I got.
That's cool, man. Well, I just want to let you know this entire show is sponsored by Lathe Harlow at Morgan Auto Group. I am going back to work, I guess. It's been a nice little fun runoff. I've taken about 3 months, you know, just spent some time with my family over the summer, focusing on myself, trying to focus on my health. But called my old job back. Was like, hey man, listen, I'm back looking for a place to go. And they were like, come on back, man. And I will say, I was talking to you a little bit about this earlier. It feels so good to have that where you've built a name for yourself in whatever profession that you're in, to where you can call pretty much anybody in the city and go, I'm looking for a job. And they go, where do you want to be? How much do you want to make? And what hours do you want to have? And I think that's something that I want to touch on today as well. First off, that's just by the grace of God. You know, I will say that, you know, I have the ability in my profession to have the skill set that I do. And then another thing too, I would say is also, I think, in life, especially right now, you know, economy's worse, things are down a little bit. So for people, unemployment starts to rise and people go, it's so hard to find a job and nobody's hiring and things. And I think that's a lot more mental than it is realistic.
Absolutely, man. I can't hate when people are, I can't find a job. No, you can't find the job that you want to do. Motherfucker, they hire porta potty dudes every day.
Every day.
Every day. Nobody wants to pump shit out of a damn plastic house, but they make pretty good money.
I was about to say, some of these guys are fucking millionaires, buddy.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Damn, the guys that ride on the back of the trash truck, they get paid almost six figures.
That's right. The guys who drive make even more.
Yeah, I mean, they make buku bucks to pick up trash cans. So, like, next time you out in town and you look down upon the damn waste pro guy, you might want to think, you know what I mean? I can't understand people that's, you know, they make 30 grand a year and talk down to the guy making more just because he's doing a physical labor job.
And you're at an office. Like it makes no difference. As a matter of fact, I would beg to argue that the guy who is doing the trash is more of a man than you sitting in that office.
Right. I mean, you had to go to get a 4-year degree to go make no money. So now you're student loan debts. Can't have no fun. I could never pick up trash.
You know, I don't know how much of the audience I don't know how much of the audience has watched this movie or watches movies like this, but I'm a huge fan of rap. So there's a movie out called Biggie about the Notorious. I'm pretty sure it's called Biggie. It's probably called The Notorious B.I.G., but it's about just that, The Notorious B.I.G., right? And there's a spot in there where he's selling drugs in high school. He's not doing good. Well, the teacher is getting on this guy. She's like, if you don't pay attention, he's trying to rap. She's like, if you don't pay attention, you're not going to be anything but a garbage man. So the next day he comes to school and she gets on him again about something. And he goes, you know, you told me I wasn't going to be nothing but a garbage man. And I did a little research on this. So I wanted you to know that a average teacher's salary is $25,000, and he writes it up on the chalkboard because she's basically saying he don't know how to do math and he's not any good at schoolwork. So it makes $25,000 to be a teacher. The average annual salary of a trash man is $36,000. He goes, So that means I'm going to make $11,000 a year more than her dumbass. And that's, dude, that's such a great quote, man. I really believe that. There's jobs everywhere, and they make more than you think. Just because you're like, I don't want to do that. Or the real thing is called ignorance. It's not that you don't want to do it. It's more that people don't know. There's so much opportunities out here, man, especially with social media and everything going on. You could be a millionaire doing just about nothing.
No, absolutely. You know what's crazy is we're talking about like the whole teacher thing and all. I don't know if I ever told you this. Our admin assistant was a middle school teacher.
Really?
Yeah. So now she's our assistant in our department. So you got to think the lowest paid member of the totem pole in our department, of our group, just in safety at my company, makes more than a teacher, like a lot more.
A lot more.
Which is crazy. I think the teacher should make more. I mean, you're
too.
Building America's future. But just absolutely. Saying, I remember in school, yeah, I was pretty smart or whatever you want to call it. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I think I'm dumb as shit now. I was a good test taker. I'll say that. Like I got figured out of how the school shit worked. Wasn't very common sense back then, but damn test, I got you.
Correct.
Teachers were like, hey, you're going to go to college. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to college. You know what I mean? They're like, that's stupid. Why would you waste everything in your life? You need to go to college. Why? Correct. They drilled in our heads so much that if you didn't go to college, if you didn't need a degree, you would be worthless in life. And at 18, I was probably making three times, or not four times more than they were making, at damn 40 with student loan debt and a master's degree.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't, trades are on the rise because, honestly, we talk about this in our line of work. One, this newer generation has not been raised how the older generation is. There's a lot less, like, mechanically inclined people out there.
Absolutely. Can't even change tires anymore.
No, not at all. It's crazy. I mean, you don't see it a whole lot down here, especially just because it is, you know, more southern. People grow up with their grandpas and dads working on shit, that kind of thing.
Right.
But school and college has been pushed on so many, like, for so long now, that there is nobody getting into trades, right?
Yeah, it's almost like that getting into a trade means that you did something wrong in life. And that is the craziest. Like, if you could put on a scale, and you'll see these Facebook posts and things. I probably am a demographic or an algorithm that sees it more because I was in a trade. So, you know, you kind of see what you look at more, right? But you'll see that from this demographic or this explanation that it shows you a breakdown of going to college and having a regular job. The average salary, let's say in our area, is $40,000, okay? So you go get a four-year degree that costs you, let's say it costs you 75 grand. Now you're making 40 grand a year. It's going to take you 12 years to pay that back off. If you go to a trade, you are paid what's called OJT, which is on-the-job training. You're getting checks the whole time that you're learning. You're never owing anybody anything at all. It's actually the opposite. Once again, you're getting paid, not paying anybody to learn this profession. And in the end of it, your average median salary is usually $20,000 to $50,000 more than the median salary of the area.
Yeah, no, I saw a thing. Guy was it was a plumber versus a doctor. So, you know, I mean, doctors make a shitload of money. Nobody's arguing that. Plumbers make somewhere between 80 and 90 grand a year. You know what I mean? Once you topped out and learn all your shit. But they were saying, if you take a doctor, he's got to go to school, and he's got to do his residency programs, he's got to do this and that, and the cost of not only paying for school, but your life at that point, I think it's like for 12 years or whatever right. You know, their program is, how long it takes them to become a doctor.
Right.
Then if you take a plumber, and, you know, he's been working his career, he's been making the money the whole time. Doctor hasn't been making shit. Now doctor's got hundreds of thousands of dollars for student loans. Plumber's out ahead. Now doctor does make $200,000+ a year, right?
Yeah, he's like, making over double.
Right. Let's not get this twisted. He's right. I think it was almost like three times.
Yeah.
Because I think they put his median salary like 240.
Okay.
Plumber's making 80.
Yeah.
But then they went to retirement age. The difference between doctor retirement and plumber retirement at retirement age, once doctor paid off all student loans and, you know, whatever, was like $1,000.
Wow.
Because of plumber was investing the whole time. So he's got 12 years on top of investments, on top of money he didn't have to pay back, that he's been working the whole time. Doctor, yeah, made a shitload of money there for, you know, a little bit, I mean, I wouldn't say a little bit, but
I mean, but know. Really, how when you have to be in school for 12 years, and we've got families who are in, you know, doctors and medicine, yeah. And it's great. It's a wonderful profession that we also need plenty of and more of for sure. But on a just talking about purely cash, I'd agree with you. It's you have to do it for the love of it. I would say that about anything. Do the shit now because you love it or because you want to learn it and be better at it, especially mechanical things. It's good for life. You know, no matter what, it's good to be mechanically inclined in anything you do. But do it because you love it. Don't do it because the right thing to do is to go to school. And no, it's not. Not anymore by a long stretch. And the main,
I would say that it's not that it's not. It's not for everybody.
Don't, and that's what I mean. Yeah, like,
don't think that you have to go.
It's not the end all be all.
Yeah, no.
It's not going to make or break you.
Now, if you, you know, you got soft hands, brother, you might want to stay in that damn 4-year degree. You might want to go be your ass an accountant.
I would beg to differ. Even with college in general now, I would beg to differ with that because I think in sales, I can make just as much as anybody in sales, not maybe not in the car business or in this or in that, but in sales in general. You have the potential to make the most money in the world.
No, I agree because there's no limitations on what you can make or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, from a, like, take sales out of it, you know, because I think that sales is a skill-based thing.
Yeah, but I think marketing makes almost just as much money, and I think...
No, I'm saying, like, fucking, like, that's what I'm saying, like, a skill-based thing. Like, either you have it or you don't.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't, like, it's a very hard thing to teach.
Right.
So, like, you can't put everybody that's going to be a good salesman. I'm saying, like, anybody can go learn how to be a fucking, not a CNA. What's the people that like do the, like a medical billing and coding person?
I don't know if like anybody can classes, do it. Because some people, dyslexic, if you can't get the numbers right. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you one thing for sure. Everybody is good at something. And my main point of all of it is, it doesn't matter what the hell you do. Everybody is good at something. As long as when you find out what it is that you're good at, whatever that is, you bust your ass. I promise you'll make a name where you cannot be denied. You won't be able to be not have a job if you want a job. You're literally, how would I say this?
Irresistible.
Irresistible, but like unhirable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like
no, you have job security.
Job security automatically, no matter what, dude. And you're like that, and I'm like that, a bunch of our families like that. And what it is a mindset. It's how you're taught. A lot of people are not taught that. But realistically, when you have a mindset of if anywhere you walk into, brother, they will give you an opportunity if you show and ooze confidence and a want to learn attitude. They want people who want to become the best at what they do. And when they see that you have this passion to do it, they're going to give you a chance. As long as you believe in your damn self halfway, they're going to give you a chance to do it, whatever that is. And if you bust your ass at doing it every single day, you're going to get better. And like I said, just like you said, actually, you'll be irresistible.
Yeah, no, I mean, get down to the nitty gritty. Everything's time and experience.
Right.
Time and experience. That's all it takes. You know, some people might grasp shit quicker or slower or whatever, but end day. Hours in is hours out. You
right.
know what I mean? But,
right.
You know, we've talked about this before in the past, not on the podcast or anything, but just the fact of there's a rich motherfucker in any aspect of what you're looking at.
Right.
Like you think of grass. I fucking hate cutting grass. There's some millionaire that he owns fucking a grass cutting business or some shit, a landscaping, whatever you want to call it.
Because that's what he loves.
That's what he likes to do. Hey, he might not even like to do it, but he liked the money that comes along with it.
Right, and he was good at it. It was a knack that he had. Doesn't matter if it's a knack that you have, find a way to grab hold of it and take off with it, man. Like, we didn't talk about this, me and you, but I was on a line crew 10 years ago or better, and we were having to put in...
Fucking brain fart over here.
I know.
What is a distro, a transmission? What?
No, it was distro, but it was literally just rebar. It was rebar. Okay. So hear me out.
Okay.
We were on a job about 10 years ago or better, and we were having to put in rebar around this structure because the structure was right near two major sections of highway in South Florida. So we were having to put rebar around it. And then put like this fake fence. You see it when you drive by. It's either orange or black and it's plastic. It just stretches across so people don't walk through there. Okay, well, then there became a law where they had to put rubber tops on all of this rebar so that in the event that somebody fell, it didn't hurt them. The guy who made those rubber tops, which probably cost him a total of 5 to 10 cents a piece, was a billionaire because it was government officiated that no matter what, anytime you set rebar on the ground next to a highway or a major source of traffic and people walking, you had to put these rubber tops on it for safety.
It's everywhere now. Everywhere is required.
Exactly. Everywhere is required. So think about that. And that's what I mean. Think about it. It's not this intricate, oh my goodness, if you're not a doctor, you don't make a lot of money. The guy who made the rubber cap makes more than any doctor, I guarantee fucking it.
Fucking urinal cakes.
Right? Yeah, the things that you piss in. The
things you piss on.
And I don't even think they help. I'm going to be honest. I pissed on the regular urinal and I pissed on the sponge. I get just as much piss on my leg. So, and when it came out, I remember the splash being like, the splash sponge being, oh, this is going to stop it. I think it sprayed more.
Yeah, nah. Honestly, I don't think you're supposed to pee like on the little hard thing, like the soap thing. I think that's more for like smell good shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, see, you know what my problem is? Anytime that I get into just the bathroom and I see there's something to piss on, I'm pissing on it, dog.
Dude, I think that what they should do is like, I've seen these. I haven't seen them in person, but I've seen them online. It's a urinal, but it's a game, right? And they got like little, like almost like, what's that fucking, was it like skee ball or some shit? Where they got like the small targets.
Yeah, yeah.
And the motherfucker's moving and you got to hit the target and you get a score.
Hey, you know a woman invented that shit. And it's funny how me and you, as soon as I talked about like aiming and shit, you were like, yeah, aim. We were both raised by solely women. I swear, most men probably go into it. This is how women feel, at least. Most men just go into a bathroom, close their eyes, whip their dick out, and just swing and piss anywhere it lands, you know? But we were taught, because no daddy, once again, single mothers, hey, there is a spot that you aim and you better hit it, son. Don't hit the damn sides of the toilet. Don't piss on the damn floor over here. Aim right in the center. So I'm the same way. Anytime I'm in a bathroom and I see something like to aim at and piss at, oh, buddy, it's getting shot down. So I'm a sniper.
You know what's funny is like I've talked about this to my wife before, you know, just like for all the women out here about to blow some minds. There's science behind pissing in some porcelain, okay? If you got like a regular sit down toilet, not a urinal, but a regular sit down toilet, you know, if like if you pee on the side of it, it's like silent, like a sniper rifle. You know,
I always pee on the sides. I don't ever pee right in the water.
Right, because it's loud. But if you pee on the side of it, there's no splash. It kind of just follow the bowl.
Yeah. That's another reason I do it. It doesn't splash as much.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But like if you go in a urinal, same thing. If you just pee at the bottom, it splash fucking everywhere. If you wear khakis, oh boy, you fuck. You got pee pee all over you.
Or like, you know, it's the worst too, khakis. Or when you wear the damn shorts and now it just shoots right down your leg. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you know what's funny? Is like the shorts. Are you talking like the swimming trunk material shorts where they get like the dry?
I mean, any shorts. Just you have shorts on and instead of it hitting your khakis or your pants, it just hits straight damn leg.
Oh, yeah. So like sometimes I wear like some khaki shorts and you might get like a little bit of splashback. Oh, you don't want to like you got pee pee. So what do you do?
Oh, so what I do is I go to the water when I wash my hands and I turn it up as high as I can and like splat, like throw my hands around when I'm done. Like, oh, so it kind of looks like there's water everywhere. Like, you know, I splash this on my hands because I'm a dummy, not because I pissed on myself.
That's what I do. So I wash my hands and I kind of like splash the water on my shorts.
Yep.
And I do like a wipe on my shorts. So I'd be like, there ain't no paper towels in there. This ain't PS water.
Yeah.
Trust me, because like, who got this much pee on them? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Almost like you out there like soaking the front of your shorts just to be like, hey, I don't know, no paper towels.
I just walk out and pour a bottle over my head of water. Like, whoa, it's hot out here, isn't it?
I don't know if we're the only ones to do that out there. But
we are very telling on this podcast today, aren't we?
Hey, I'm married, bro. I ain't worried about you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't no judgment over here, baby.
Fuck what y'all think about me.
I put my ego down a long time ago.
Yeah, hell.
But it's the truth. It is the truth. It is the honest God truth.
Science behind the pee-pees.
Yep. It's funny. Like I said, that's because you was raised by a single woman. You know that. Because I pee the same exact way. I don't make a whole bunch of noise. I ain't in there just to tear up the damn. I ain't trying to piss where shit goes everywhere because I know I need to clean it up if it's any kind of dirty. So, yeah, I'm always trying to piss the most simple way and the cleanest way while being quiet.
You know what I think's funny, though? We were talking about, like, the game and the urinal or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, put them bitches up at bars.
For real.
You know how much I would drink just so I can get back in there and try to beat my high score?
Yeah, Yeah, but you know what would be cool?
What?
Would be real cool if you put it up at bars, right? But then, like, there was, like, a horse. There was, like, horses.
Oh, and it like the fair.
Yeah. But, like, the horses were outside, so you didn't know when it was full to the top. But if you peed enough, you'd hear the whole damn alarm ring out throughout the bar. Ring! Came out, win a prize. You get, like, a free beer or some shit, free pitcher. That's pretty dope.
The only bad thing is, like, you got to have enough guys in there at one time.
I got a friend with a bar. We got to convince him to do this.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
This is genius.
This is genius. This is our million-dollar idea right here.
Hey, man, if you ever hear this podcast, you know who you are who owns this damn bar, bro. This is a good idea. And we ain't asking for a lot, bro, but, like, you know, 2% royalties.
Yeah.
2%. Just two cents.
Why are we on the topic of bar bathrooms?
Oh, goodness.
I know, like, you as another male individual, maybe the women don't know this. Dude, bathrooms are fucking disgusting.
They're horrible.
It is crazy some of the shit that there's. Brother,
if I'm at a bar, to be honest with you, if I'm at a bar, I'm probably, if I'm close enough outside where I ain't going to get no damn charge for peeing in public, I'm probably going to find somewhere outside to pee before I walk in there.
Really? So I don't mind, like, peeing inside a bar because, you know, like, guy, you can just stand up and let it rip, you know?
Yeah, but still, like, sometimes I'll walk in there and it smells like shit or throw up and if I can avoid it, I will.
No, I mean, I will too. I'm just saying, like, fucking, if I gotta go, I gotta go.
Oh, yeah, you know, ain't no choice. Even if I gotta, I hate to say this on a podcast, but if I gotta shit, I'm gonna shit too. Like, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I mean,
what you want me to do? Shit on myself? Well, the bathrooms were nasty. Yeah, there's no excuse there.
Yeah, and I think it's funny, like, people are like, oh, no, I only go to the house. It's like, me, we work blue collar construction, though. You out there for 12, 16 hours a day. There ain't no fucking house.
You gonna hear something, though?
I'm like 8-9 hours from now. I will shit anywhere.
I will now. I wouldn't then. I was raised that way. My parent, I don't want to put her business all out there either, you know what I mean? But a silent pooper. She ain't just pooping anywhere. It's only at the house. So yeah. I was raised the same way. So when I got my vehicle in high school, son, if I had to poop, I was driving home to poop from school. I would never poop at school.
Bro, you can't poop at school.
It was nasty. It was dirty. It was no way.
No, I'm just saying, like, bro, if you got caught in a stall at school, you fucked.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I always knew, like, you don't poop at school. I didn't poop out in public. If we were at a restaurant and I had to poop, we just had to go home. That's how mom was. That's how I was. You know what I mean? So, then I got on the line crew. And that changes. You don't get a choice. So, how I decided I was going to do it, thank goodness, Transmission was the first place that I went out to. And so I just started, you know, pooping out in the woods.
Yeah.
And I personally, for me.
And like y'all think it sounds crazy. You got a thing on Transmission. You might be like 30 miles from a fucking road. You're like in the middle of nowhere. Like usually you have to like cross 9 mud holes to get to where you're trying to go. There ain't like, oh, I'm just going to run up here to this gas station real quick. No.
And let me tell you something. He's saying 30 miles from a road. Y'all don't get it. It takes an hour and a half to get to the road that takes 30 minutes to get to the gas station. You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Like usually there's no service.
Right.
There's no nothing. There's no civilization.
And let me tell you something. When we're out there, way out there, we might only be out there for a day. So they don't just put porta potties out there. Porta potties are where you show up at in the morning. If your stomach starts hurting when you're out there, guess what? You better find a wood line. So fortunately, that's how I got introduced. Yep. I found a wood line. And to this day, I think that pooping outside, I feel better if you can find a good tree to lean your back up against. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the bad thing.
I think if you can find one of them, it's almost better than anywhere. Like,
really?
Yeah, because here's why. Here's what, for me at least. I am a long pooper. I'm never quick about anything. I sit in there for way too long. My legs be falling asleep. I know it ain't good for me. When I poop out there, I guess like I'm in a position in which it just kind of flushes right through you. And in like 4 minutes, also like if you can sit in that position any more than 4 minutes, you have the best legs in the world. But like after 4 minutes, I'm completely done. I don't have to poop anymore. My stomach's good. Meanwhile, if I'm on just a regular toilet, I can consistently, TMI probably, but I can consistently poop for 15 minutes. And I mean straight.
That's why. Hey, funny story. I was shitting out in the woods one time on this job, right?
Yeah.
I'm leaning up against this tree. And some fucking turkeys come out of nowhere, bro. And they passing by me.
Were they laughing at you?
Nah, it scared the fuck out of me though. Like, you gotta think, you in the woods and your pants around your ankles.
You heard this turkey coming though.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Motherfucker was silent. Today that's I got crazy. Close.
Yeah.
And they were like, woo. I mean, it's like not like a gobble. It was like woo or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, every little bit that was left inside of you was boom.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, the funny thing was, I was like, fuck, bro, there's turkeys over there. And they're like, I want to see them. And I'm like, nah, you know, because that shit over there, and I ain't trying to get you to go. You know, they're like,
I'm just kidding, man.
Yeah.
I was trying to have you go look at my poop, but I ain't going to do that.
Hey, you know what the funny thing is? You don't talk about this, though. Like, you're on a transmission line, right? And you out there pooping in the woods. Well, you got to think, if you stop in the middle of a job site, they don't shut the fucking job site down when you go shit. They still work. No.
Way up in the air.
Yeah, they're like 125 foot. Your buddy's looking at you while you're taking a shit.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
They're throwing shit at you.
He's like, you missed a spot, dude. Nobody shake his hand. I saw him get shit on his finger.
No, they all fucking with you. Throwing shit at you from the bucket.
Absolutely.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. Fun you got to be very secretive, very quiet, and you're still going to get fucked with no matter what.
You know what the bad thing is like, you're out in the middle of the woods in a fucking highlighter yellow reflective shirt.
Hey, I took my shit off.
Did you? Godly.
Oh, yeah. I was going incognito, son. I'm not only a piss sniper, I was also a shit sniper.
Bro, your ass better be careful. Your big ass, they were like, fucking the Yetis out for there, real? Bro. Yeah, Sasquatch ass. We got them, boys.
I should have just came out one day. Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Good times. You acted like you were about to throw your headphones off.
I gotta pee.
Okay. I'm gonna take a little halftime.
We started talking about all this piss, and I was like, actually, matter of fact.
You say something about it. Yeah. All right, guys. So as you could tell, we clearly talked about going to the bathroom enough where we had to do the same. So we are back from our little intermission now. And I'd like to wrap this podcast. I know it's pretty good. It's not the longest in the world, but that's okay. I would like to wrap this podcast by asking and posing a question to all. We kind of spoke about this a little bit earlier, but I want to expand on it a little bit. Okay. So do you think, like, let's go back to caveman days. There were absolutely no rules, no laws.
There was a lot of raw going on.
Everything was raw, boy. All right, let me stop. There was no rules, no laws, absolute freedom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, there are so many rules, so many laws. Every rule has a rule. Every law has a law. So the question is, does too much safety in turn make things just as unsafe as how it all started?
This is actually, we talk about this in my job all the time. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. And it's not, here's the stipulation. It's not too much safety. It's blanketed rules and policies.
There you go. Too much caution.
Too much caution. So, like, I'll you know, power lines. I know we talk about this shit a lot, but it's a big part of our lives. Still is a big part of mine. It's skilled labor. Mm-hmm. You get down to it. You can't, it's not minimum wage for a reason. You have to go to school. You have to learn about this shit.
Right.
So, whenever you do these blanket policies, you're taking the skill out of the skilled labor, right? So then in turn, it kind of does get a little more dangerous because now these guys don't think.
Correct.
You know, especially like the newer guys that come in, if they've never been forced to think out a complex situation, if there's a rule for everything, and then one day a certain scenario, you know, doesn't have a rule for it yet, then they get hurt. And I'll be honest, you know, there's a saying in line work that every rule is written in blood.
Absolutely.
The reason why we have these rules and regulations, because there were deaths, or there were injuries or whatever. And now we know, and we're going to change it from that.
Right.
So I think that, yeah, there is a hazard with making things too safe. I look at it as like, hey, we're going to go to Walmart. And I can give you 1,000 rules of we do everything this way to be safe.
You should not be hurt. Should not being the key word.
Right. But like in my mind, if you're giving me 1,000 rules just for going to fucking Walmart, there is no danger out here. We've thought of everything.
Right.
And I'm not even thinking about a hazard anymore.
Correct. And I want to break it down even more simplistic. It's we talk about line work a lot because that's where we're from, but you know, maybe a lot of people can't relate to that. Here's a way to think of this too. Back in primal times, we're talking about cavemen once again, like how you started, there was absolutely no medicines. There were natural medicines, but you didn't know what they were. So there was no medicines. There was no anything. Now let's fast forward. There is a pill for every single problem you can ever have. And I think that's a bigger problem than not having any at all. I think there's a line and we crossed it a long time ago. If you look for any, oh, you got a headache? Okay, cool. Take this headache medicine. Side effects are not up to not including everything, but this is kind of the majority of what happens. And then it just lists this long list of like flu, vomit, nausea. Then there's the one thing that it could cause that you're trying to get rid of, headache. It's like, okay, it could cause a headache, but it's getting rid of headache. And then, oh yeah, by the way, it could also cause death. I just have a fucking headache. I might die to get rid of a headache. It's so crazy.
I mean, technically you wouldn't have a headache anymore. So,
hey man, never again, right?
Right. It works.
Yeah, exactly. And there's your extreme, yeah. Right? There's your,
what's your headache medicine? Fentanyl.
Yeah. I just like to, you know, take a quick shot of heroin straight to my veins. I have found that, you know how most people take Tylenol. It takes just a little too long. When you insert it directly into the butthole vein right away, booyah. Instantaneous. Yeah. So once again, I just think that too much of anything is a bad thing, right? And that's almost where it's came to now. Too much safety for every single move you make. Now there is so much in your head that you're thinking about that you mess up. I think that's the biggest thing in any part of life. When you're your most comfortable and you're doing your best, you don't really have to think about it too much. You've practiced so much that now everything is just moving fine, flawless, slow as smooth and smooth as fast, right? Well, when there's all of these barriers and all of these extra things that you have to think about that are now in place, you mess up because you can't get everything right.
Yeah, I mean, the saying of everything in moderation.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, honestly, man, I might be a sick, twisted, dark humor kind of individual.
Aren't you?
I think, I have said this for years, we should start taking safety labels off of everything. A lot of problems will sort themselves out. You know what I mean? Like, maybe we should include don't eat Tide Pods on a Tide Pod container, because obviously nobody fucking listens to it anyways.
Yeah, right. And, you know, America has spent its whole entire existence, I feel like, trying to find out how to minimize people.
Okay. Well, appliances. I was looking at something. It was like a fucking big-ass propane heater. Clearly for outdoor use, right? I mean, the bitch shoots fire out the top of it. It's for heat. Big, bold letters. Do not use indoors. Really?
Yeah, who do you need that for?
Exactly. Like, bro, if there's not enough common sense, maybe we should allow them to use it indoors.
Yeah.
I will say one fucked up thing. This is hilarious. I thought it was hilarious. My wife did not think it was funny at all. She got this new, what's the hair thing? Like a curling iron thing?
Yeah.
I was reading the box. On the box, it said, not for internal use.
So, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. And you know for a fact that there's a reason why they had to put that on the box. Absolutely.
Somebody set their whole entire house on fire and got sued over it. But
No. That's not a curling iron, bro. This is made for indoor use.
That's what I'm saying.
Not internal use.
Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking internal, like inside of your house.
No. I'm like internal body part, not for inside your body use. Yeah.
Damn, you think it was on when it was used?
I would assume not, unless you got like some twisted shit going on.
You would assume not, but you wouldn't get sued over it and have to say anything about it unless somebody got burnt while doing it.
Yeah, well, I'm in my mind, like I thought about it for a second. Maybe the woman just couldn't wait for it to cool down all the way. You know, she got her hair looking good. She saw the mirror, was like, oh, that's fine.
Look at me, look at me.
What's this thing right here? Oh, Mr. Curling Iron. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now like you got seared clams to eat, you know?
Yep. There's that. You done took it from, you had raw oysters when you started, and now you're looking at, oh, what's that shit that I love? Oysters Rockefeller, baby.
You love that so much?
Oyster Rockefeller?
Oh, I'm thinking about Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, no.
I was like,
Oysters Rockefeller. Whoa. Nah, it's grilled oysters.
Yeah.
With cheese and spinach.
Yeah. Yeah, these are like some pan seared up shit.
Oh, know? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, why do you have to put that on the box?
I know. But that's what I'm saying. Once again, just like you said, blanketed statements because of the one individual stupid. But then you put that on all that and people have to read that. Now people are laughing about how stupid people are instead of the actual warning label that's like, hey, if you put this on high instead of medium, it is going to burn your hair off because we have to have so many fucking rules.
Well,
now,
I'm not, bro. Like, that is like a...
Here, I want to say this. I don't think that we should have no rules. I'm not saying just fucking no, do
you,
it.
You
I'm
have to have that. Rules in a society.
Correct. But when you have too many, you fuck up everything. Then the really important rules become so not important, become really not important anymore. And now you're not paying attention to those big ones. And now we're going back, right? We're kind of just making a big circle of we're fucking up again because we got too many rules. Now we just got to go back to the basics of, hey, forget all that bullshit. Just don't fucking kill yourself. You see the knife? Don't run with a knife. Cut food with knife.
You know what's crazy? There is studies that say, if you can do the small things right, like the big things take care of themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like if you get down to details and you can do the little small intricate bullshit details right, you don't ever have to worry about the big things.
I think it's the opposite way too. If you take care of the big things, the small things take care of themselves.
I can tell you frustrating experience. I don't know. Maybe not in like society ways, but like industry. No.
But you're talking about an industry. I'm just talking about fucking general livelihood.
Well, let me ask you: Are you more of like a safety rules and like regulations they put on boxes? Or are you talking about like laws in general?
I'm more talking about just in life,
like common sense kind of
shit. I ain't trying to get too in depth because I just want to put this on a surface level, right? If you worry about the big shit, worry about making money. Don't worry about what makes you a billionaire. And I think if you just worry about making money, right, not the exact job that you need, the exact this, the exact, you'll wind up where you're supposed to be. The big thing is making money. Everything else, as far as how the money comes, will be made. As long as you're not trying to pay attention to every detail. I'm not saying completely avoid it and don't even look at it. But I think that if you focus too much on trying to make this one thing work, you might lose sight of the bigger picture.
No, I understand that completely, and I do agree with that statement.
And that's my only argument about it, you know, as far as just with the labels and with the everything. Like, you take it too far. You need too much because I hate to say people are too dumb, and I don't think everybody are. People are
stupid. Yeah. I'll say it.
Yeah, right. You ain't say it. Thank you for saying it for me. You know what I mean? There are a bunch of them like that. And because of that, there becomes all of these little fucking details that even the ones who aren't stupid end up messing up because of it.
Yeah, no, I do agree. I mean, I think there's a lot of rules and shit that are... Honestly, it's more of a cultural thing than a rule thing. They want to make a rule instead of trying to change culture. It's a quick, easy fix. In my opinion.
Okay.
What I mean by culture, we don't teach, like...
As a society, how you think.
Right. Not even that. Just, like, common sense shit. Like, I'll give you a scenario.
I like that. I see where you're going.
I'm younger generation, right? I was in an OSHA 20 class. And OSHA is, like, it's a federal regulated government thing of how to stay safe at work. We have to take these things. I'm in an OSHA 20 class. And how it works is you go through this class, you're only certain certified people can teach these classes. So the government, OSHA, will mail the instructors your cards because you get a card and you keep it in your wallet or whatever saying that you've completed this course. So OSHA mails this instructor all your cards. Well, to make life easier for the instructors, he travels around the country and does this thing. He has you write on an envelope your mailing address.
Yeah, so I can send it off to you.
Right, so if you fuck up your address, that's on you, bro.
Right.
So he gets a card, puts it in the envelope that you filled out, puts stamps on it, puts it in the mail. So it gets back to you whenever he gets it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, you know, I'm 20-something, young 20s. I don't know how to fill out this fucking envelope. I mean, I had a good idea, but I didn't want to fuck it up and not get my card either. So I asked. Yep. I was like, hey, man, how do you fill out an envelope? Like, are you fucking kidding me? You never knew felt. No, bitch, I never did. I grew up in the time of email and computers. I never sent a fucking, I never went to war and had to write damn Betsy right. what was going on 100%. Over here in Vietnam. I never figured that shit out. I'm sorry.
I love how you took it that far.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, I, you know, same thing with checks, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know how to write a check.
What? And, but I think those are also things that are kind of going away. But I think even going a little bit deeper than that, I think that school in general, just now as a society, we don't teach the basics of things.
Well, like, I guess that's like, where I was trying to get back to. Exactly. Is like they used to teach all that kind of shit in school.
And now not at all. Yeah. And I love that. Yeah. Because you're right. Now it's not sending letters to Betsy in Vietnam, but it is still, you have a checking account and nobody knows how to balance a checking account. Nobody understands that if you're paying for Netflix, how to know it each month when it comes out, how to keep track of it and know when that's going to come. These people are just buying different kind of streaming services because it's so easy to click on, and you have debit cards, you forget about it. So, and that's not something that you teach. Back in the day when you had these dollar bills, one, you were taught how to manage your money, but two, you got to actually see your money visibly leaving your pockets. What happened is they switched to these credit cards so that people were oblivious to how little of money they actually had left. And then on top of that, never taught you how to make sure your ass ain't gonna lose your house while you're still in it.
You know, I'll be 100% honest with you. If my wife fell off the face of the earth tomorrow, all my shit would get repoed. I'd just be sitting on a lot of money because I don't know who we owe money to, how much money we owe, where it goes, when it goes, how it goes, all that shit. I'd be screwed. Like, no. If she, like, if I went home tonight and she's like, I'm divorced you, I'm leaving. I'd be like, leaving. Well, you still going to pay the bills, right? Because, like,
I give you the money, just pay for it for me if you don't mind.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know.
Are you joking or are you serious?
I have a somewhat of an idea.
We need to fix this.
Why?
Because it's a good thing to know.
Why?
It's just good for everybody to have the general idea of how to make sure that your life can still operate in the event of, because nobody prepares for a tragedy, right? You should not be prepared for it, or preparing, I should say. You shouldn't be preparing for a tragedy, but you should be prepared for one. So if something is to happen to either one of y'all, both of y'all should have the same kind of skills. I ain't gonna say I can cook near as good as my wife. Right. But if my wife wasn't able, if she wasn't home for the night, I could provide for the kids and make sure that I could cook for them. You know what I mean? And
I think I'm not saying I can't do this because I've done it before we met.
You're just saying like it's not something that's in your repertoire now and you don't even think about it.
I don't have to do it. My wife takes care of it for me. I know that sounds like
I like that.
I'm not putting it on her, but that's what she likes to do. It makes her feel comfortable. Cool. I don't want to take it away from you.
Well, yeah. And I wasn't saying putting it on her, like saying, I'm not saying.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're from the outside listening, be like, no, I'll make my wife do that. That's not the scenario.
And I wasn't going there with that either. I just thought you were saying, I don't even know how to do it, which you were joking, and I get that now. But once again, just like you said, not me, a bunch of fucking people are stupid. He is just joking. He can figure out how to not let his whole life crumble in the event of an emergency, and everybody else better be the same fucking way. Make sure you know how to operate your shit in the event of an emergency. Because let me tell y'all something. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, even though I've been listening a little more lately. but I will say that tragedy strikes everybody. It's unfortunate and it sucks and it's shitty. But you can either be the person who's looking around wondering how to get help or the person who is trying to get the hell out of there leading the charge. I wouldn't be the one waiting to follow somebody else because if they don't know what they're doing, that's just the blind leading the blind, baby.
Yeah, no, I do agree. And I'll be honest with you, bro. Like, apocalypse hits. I don't know. Maybe I'm going way too fucking far with this.
Maybe we are. But if the apocalypse hits, I'm not saying
about a damn bank.
There you go.
Know what I'm saying?
I ain't worried about a bank. But I'm worried about the old shit that we don't learn about now. Like I'm saying, schools teach you about nothing in real life. They don't teach you about the woods. They don't teach you about wildlife. They don't teach you about shit. They teach you about being able to sit in the building. The second that you can't do that in society, we're screwed, man. An idea of the basics of everything is all I'm saying. You know, there's a famous statement out there that says, I would rather be a jack of all trades than a master of one. And what that means is I'd rather know a little bit about everything so that I got kind of an idea of what's going on out here versus being a savant and being really good in this one aspect of life, but have no idea what's going on around you. Because let me tell you what, there are people with a whole lot more money than other people. That does not mean that the people with all of this money are smarter than you. There are some dumb asses in the world with just way too much cash.
Yeah, no, our grandfather, he used to tell me this one thing, always stuck with me, took it everywhere I go. The only thing that nobody can take away from you is knowledge.
Amen.
They can take your money, they can take your house, they can take every damn thing else, but they can't take what you know.
I love that.
So, you know, invest in yourself, learn something.
Yeah.
You know, and if, you know, if you don't like the outdoors, whatever, don't learn that shit, but learn something to benefit you.
Learn something to benefit you. Absolutely. Something to give you, and not so that you have a leg up on somebody else. Once again, I can't stress enough, like, you should not do things to be better than someone else. You should do shit to be a better version of who you are. Right. There's this guy that I like a lot. His name is David Goggins. He is a psycho. If you listen to him, I love him. Okay. He says something very deep that I love so much. All right. And this is all going based off of, once again, not comparing yourself to somebody else, comparing yourself to your own self and the best version of who you can be. He said the scariest thing that could ever happen of him, the scariest thought that he's ever had, is that he gets up to heaven's gates and insert your name. But his name is David Goggins, is his story. So he said, "Oh, hey, David, I see you here. Navy SEAL, motivational speaker. Saved a lot of lives, helped a lot of people, one of the fittest people on earth, 200-mile ultramarathons, 100-mile ultramarathons." And David Goggins looks back at him and goes, "Oh, no, sir, I'm an overweight worker, and I exterminate cockroaches." That's what he was doing, right? And he said that is the scariest thought that he's ever had. That he gets up there and he had all this potential and God had set out for him to accomplish all these amazing things, and he didn't live up to that potential. Not that, oh, there was this guy and I knew I was better than this guy and I should have beat that guy. No, that you could be so much more than who you are. You just got to go get it, baby. Fucking suffer. It's hard either way, baby. Choose your hard. And, That's basically what I was going off of.
I guess. I don't know. That's a weird thought. Not a weird thought. I mean, I
understand. What do you mean? I think that's a pretty good thought.
I'm just saying, what if I wanted to be exterminating the cockroaches? You know what I'm saying?
But what? Okay. Let me put some context on it then. I agree with what you're saying. If that was your life's dream to be an exterminator, I'm not saying that is a problem by any means. Be the best damn exterminator. We've already talked about this in this episode. You can be a millionaire doing anything, but that's not what he wanted to be. He knew he was supposed to be more. He was unhappy about him being overweight. He was about to go through a divorce. He hated his job. All of this built to that thought in his head of he knows he's meant for more. So by all means, if exterminating is what you love, you got your own business doing it, or you're making good money doing it and you're happy what you're doing, we need everybody to do what they love in life, because there's so many jobs for everybody. I'm not saying that flipping burgers is any worse than the guy who's saving lives. You know what I mean? One might be a little harder than the other. Let's not get it twisted. But if you love to flip burgers, baby, flip burgers. You know what I mean? He was just simply saying he was not happy in the state he was in, and he knew that that was not what was destined for him. And you should do whatever's destined for you, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I will say, like, I've seen David Goggins stuff, my bad. I do agree he's, like, very motivational and, like, how he does. He's just so fucking intense, bro.
He's so intense.
I don't like that. I'll be honest with you. Like, right. I understand what he's saying. Like, hey, man, you know, be the better you. But it's not like, hey, bro, be the better you. You know, I had to look into myself. It's like, up at 3 fucking a.m., I'm going to run 200 fucking miles a day because I'm fucking better than me yesterday. And let me fucking tell you, I'm going to eat better than I fucking did yesterday. I'm like, damn, bro, it's not that serious. Yes. Like, I understand what you're saying, but damn.
Yeah, and but that's just who he is as a person. I love it. Yeah, and he's a lot. Listen, and we're cut from different cloths in how we grew up. I am from a sports background. 100%. I had coaches who would just grill you about everything. You stupid piece of shit. How the fuck you gonna fuck up over nothing? Like, you were just 6 inches to the side of where you were supposed to be. You still made the play. Everything was still perfect. You were just 6 inches to the left, and you should have been 6 inches to the right. So what you learn from all of that is to get your ass where you need to be, right? It's not about all the yelling and the screaming and the hoopla. Like, as much as that's important and that motivates or demotivates people, it's really about the message. So I've learned how to cut out all of that in life and just get to the message because of my background once again. But like I said, it's not for everybody for that reason, because he's a lot, dude. He is so in your face. Like, he's on a podcast way away from you, but he's in your damn face. He feels like he's on your kitchen couch yelling at you. He ain't sitting on your kitchen couch.
You got a kitchen couch, bro?
Yeah, right. what the
fuck? I've seen your house. You do not have no kitchen couch.
Yeah. This guy is on your living room couch, and he's not just on your living room couch sitting down yelling at you. He is standing up on top of your couch. He is the Rick James. Fuck your couch. I can't say the last word. Y'all know. Actually, I mean, I'm half and half. I just want everybody to know now, baby. I'm only half white. The other half is Abraham. So, but nah, he is the Rick James of being on your living room couch.
No, I agree. He does his thing, and that's his thing. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it probably motivates you. And I'm not saying it doesn't motivate me. I'm just saying, like,
it's the wrong kind of motivation for you.
Yeah, like, bro, I'm watching TikTok reels on the toilet right now. I don't need to be screaming and like, ah, you know, be like, fuck.
And everybody's different, you know. Like, I think when people go on runs, me and my wife, complete opposites when we go on runs. When I go on runs, I need like hardcore metal or rap, just like beating me up so that I can push through this run to get to the other side. My wife, she needs like slow classical, yeah, some Beethoven, some, you know, something real smooth and nice, because it slows her heart down so that she's not breathing too hard and makes it to where she's smooth. And that's the same way with everybody in life. Some people need a punch in the mouth, and some people need a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
It's all about how you learn.
I think, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, like you said, we came up with different backgrounds and everything too. Like, a lot of times, like, you know, you'd be watching football and you'd be like, hell yeah. To me, I don't really do that to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I hear that down. That big block get on it from the gas, they'd be like, hell yeah. You know what I mean?
So,
like,
yeah.
You know, we're just in a different kind of shit. And I agree. And I think that he does motivate a vast majority of the audience. I would just say, like, the only thing I'm saying, like, he's so extreme. And, like, I don't have any negative things to say about, like, that.
It's hard to.
It's just, yeah. I have never seen him just chill. You know, even at a podcast, he does not. Like, I think he just wakes up just like, motherfucker, let's fucking get it.
And you know,
like, holy shit, bro.
Here's the thing about David Goggins. Like, if you listen, he's got books and he's on podcasts every now and then. But if you listen to him, the first thing he says about any of it is that he hates it. Because
really?
Yes, he hates being in books. He hates being on podcasts. He's a motivational speaker. He doesn't really like that too much either. He does it because he know it helps the audience, but he doesn't like doing it. So he probably doesn't come off perfect, right? But he doesn't give a shit. And here's why. Because he wants to show people how to do shit from doing it. He said there's too many motivational speakers who just walk around and speak. He said, he's the motivational part of motivational speaker, because there's a whole lot of speaker part of motivational speakers. That's a bar, baby. He's the motivational side of that. So he don't give a shit about telling you what he does. He's just going to go do it. And if you're fast enough, you can put this shit on camera.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. I can't agree more with that statement. There's like so many motivational people and influencers and that kind of shit. It's like, hey man, I do this. And it's like, no the fuck you don't.
Now look at you, bro. Like, I hate to be like that too, because I'm trying, just so y'all know, hopefully this will make it on air, but I'm also trying. I've lost a bunch of weight. Maybe my co-captain over here can tell me the same thing, but I have been on a fat loss journey, and I'm trying to share that with the world. I think of myself as more of a doer than a speaker as well, but you're 100% right. Everybody's doing it.
Well, I think, and not even just in fitness. I think with everything.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's doing everything. And like, you can't tell me how to sell something if you've never sold something. You know, I've had this line for a very long time, and I made it up myself. It's probably been said, because everything's been said once before. I don't think anybody's like, oh, I just made up the, but I didn't hear anybody else say this before, but I learned this from sales, right? Here's the biggest thing. A lot of people, just because it's advice, will take any advice, literally to the point where you would take advice about money from a homeless person. See, you have to look more than at just the words and the whole scope of everything, of who is saying it, where it's coming from, what context, what, because there's so much shit that's just said out here as advice, but nothing to back up that's actually factual. And people live their life off of shit that makes no sense.
Well, that's because everything you see on the internet's real.
Of course. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think it's funny you say that because I do know a lot of people like that. And I'll be honest, a lot of times I just say some stupid shit, especially when some of my buddies are like, yeah, uh-huh. I'm like, are you a fucking idiot, bro?
Just to see if they'll agree with you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh. But it is human nature to agree. It is very hard to go against the grain because you are, as humans, we are like pack-natured.
We're pretty good at it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying like... We're going against the grain.
Yeah, disagreeing with everything. Yeah,
absolutely. I don't care.
But, you know, and the problem is like what society has figured out is that as society, we agree too fucking much. Sorry, I know once again my mama said I cuss too much. I agree. But we agree too much with stuff that shouldn't be agreed with. I'm not saying that anybody is right or wrong for doing the COVID shot. I'm just saying that as soon as it came out, there was almost the whole country was like, oh my God, we need that right away. You don't even know what the hell it's going to do for you. These people just said, take this. That is crazy, right. Brother.
The only time I ever listen to people saying, take this, is drugs at parties. No,
correct. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because it don't even matter if it's a bad match. I'm a tough mother sucker, dog.
No.
We don't support that.
Yeah, that was just jokes. Just jokes.
Just jokes.
But nah, it's...
I know where that shit came from.
Nah, I don't mind going against the grain, but I think there does need to be a lot more people out there, like a trailblazer. You know, don't be yes men. Have your own damn ideas. You know, I'm the first person, I will say, probably not my proudest moment. There was an individual that we used to know. She, shitty mom. I'm just going to fucking throw it out there. Shitty mom, she put fucking drugs and dudes over her kids, and she tried to give us some parenting advice.
Say that again. She put what?
Drugs and dudes, men, okay. Over her children. The person she chose to be with and like in her child's life was not a very good individual.
And she chose to have that relationship versus her own kids.
Well, like she still got her kid, but like...
I'm not saying that.
It's an influence of... I don't bring my kids around that.
Correct.
And yeah. I wouldn't bring them around that. Right. You know what I mean? Just because I don't want whatever the fuck they got going on in my kid's life. But she knew that it wasn't a very good decision and done it fucking anyways. To me, you're a shitty mom. Yeah. You know, them fucking babies come first over anything. Like, whenever you call and ask me for formula money because you ain't got no money, that's fine. I don't want to ever see a baby not be able to eat.
Absolutely.
But whenever I know that you bought weed the same week,
there's a fucking problem.
That's a fucking problem.
And let me tell y'all something straight up. I smoke weed, right? I used to do other worse shit. I smoke weed. I got bad back problems. But guess what? If I had to buy weed from my back, which is an actual, my back hurts.
Well, this ain't no medicinal shit she was doing.
I'm saying either way, if it came to me buying weed for my medicinal shit or me coming to buy food for my kids, I'll starve and hurt till the day I die because... You took on a responsibility when you brought them in the world. That weed shit, that's for you. You get the hell over that. This is what you told other people you'd take care of and told yourself before you brought them here.
Exactly. Well, you know, that whole situation, and she tried to offer some unwarranted parenting advice. And I was like...
yeah. And we appreciate your time.
Respectfully, I tried to be as respectful as I could.
Try.
I was like, hey, just to let you know, I won't listen to a fucking thing you got to say.
I love how... exactly how it came off?
Yes, that's exactly like word for word. I don't give a fuck what you got to say. I said...
I love how you said I tried to be as respectful as I could when I said... And then just some disrespectful ass shit.
Well, she knew I didn't fucking like her. And she knew I didn't agree with her parenting shit because I had made a comment about it before.
But you were still helping because of them babies.
Right.
Let's not forget that.
But she want to say some slick shit like that about me and my fucking kids.
I got something to let you know.
You better worry about your own fucking backyard.
Amen.
But yeah, you know, I don't like the whole, that's the influencer thing. Oh yeah, well this guy said do this. You don't know. That'd be like if us giving parenting advice and we ain't got our fucking kids. I mean, correct. We do. I think that we're good fathers and I'm not going to say we're perfect because I don't think anybody is. But I think we're doing the best of what we got and what we know and what we're trying to do. But like, you know, if we're in here and this is a whole damn... I don't know about something I don't fucking know. Like, we're going to talk about art today. This is the best art. I don't know anything about fucking art.
Yeah.
You can listen to me.
Yeah.
You don't fucking know me.
You don't know me, bro. Right. And I can, hey, listen, I can bullshit with the best of them. Right. You know, you can make some people believe some shit that's unbelievable. Right. So here's the biggest thing, guys.
Hey, we got this perfect saying for this. We say it all the time. It's trust but verify. I'm not saying call everybody a liar. I'm not saying that everybody's untruthful. But if you're going to listen to advice, at least do you a little bit of research to know if these people actually know what they're talking about or if they just bullshitting their way through life.
I love that. I love that. And there's no better way to let this thing go than that, guys. Like, we're not saying listen to every word that we say verbatim either. Check us on everything that we say. Make sure that we're factual. We're not saying that we're perfect by any means. I think we're smarter than two average bears, though. And we know we've been around the block to see. Right? Shit, my tongue got caught in my asshole.
Hate it when that happens.
Listen, check us too, guys. Seriously. I think we're smarter than two average bears, but we're not saying that we're perfect. We've been around long enough to know you might want to check when somebody just tells you something and not believe it, or you'll find yourself searching for your elbow and going around your asshole to get there. And I mean that. Like, we love y'all. Pay attention. Stay up out here. That is the reason we do relative nonsense, so that we can not only talk a bunch of bullshit, but maybe drop a little bit of wisdom from two young dummies.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for doing that. Oh. All right, guys. We love y'all, baby. Happy Tuesday. And we'll catch y'all on the next episode.